السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. حضرة المفتي عبد القادر صاحب دامت بركاته، أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to you on this beautiful Friday morning. الله تعالى make your suffer مبارك. الله تعالى bless you and Abba with عافية. The platform is yours, مفتي صاحب.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بارك الله فيكم مولانا سليم كريم، جزاك الله خيرا to our technician brother Junaid Khan. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي، سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher, and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings, and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 27th of Ramadan, 1446 in South Africa, Southern Africa, Mauritius, and few other countries. In majority of the countries and cities, today is already the 28th of Ramadan in Makkah Mukarramah, Madina Munawwara, Masjid al-Aqsa, Palestine, and so forth and so on. Today, Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, by the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, we focus on chapter 24, Surah Nur, the Radiance and Effulgence, and verse number 61. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is teaching us where we can go to and enjoy the meals, and you know, we go and eat and so forth and so on. So this is in Islam that we always need to be very, very circumspect and careful where we are eating, what we are eating. Today the Muslims don't bother. Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that said in the authentic hadith addressing his beloved Nawasa and grandson Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu anhu, da'a ma yuribuka ila ma la yuribuk. Leave that which places you in doubt and opt for that in which there is absolutely no doubt. Authentic hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif. End of the day, you are what you eat. And if we eat halal and tayyiba, we'll be motivated, inspired to do good deeds as enshrined in the noble Quran. Kulu minat tayyibati wa amalu saliha. Consume that which is pure and wholesome, and then you will do the righteous and good deeds. So chapter 24, verse number 61, Laysa ala al-a'ma haraj. A person who is blind, there is no sin upon him, no harm upon him. Wala ala al-a'raji. A person who is crippled, there is no sin and no blame upon him. Wala ala al-mariz. And a person who is ill and sick, there is no blame and harm on him. Wala ala anfusikum. And there is no blame on you, O Muslim, O Muslima. So what do you do? Anta akulu min buyutikum. That you eat and consume in your own homes. So buyut is the plural of bait. So bait means ma yabitu fi, the place where you spend your night normally, where you sleep overnight and so forth. So therefore it's called baitun and buyutun. So from your own houses, so wherever you're comfortable, in the kitchen you can eat, in the dining room you can eat, and wherever you are comfortable, provided that it's halal and tayyiba. O buyuti abaikum, or you go to your father's house, your biological father, and you go and eat there. So normally they will welcome you. So mashallah, you visit your parents and so forth. O buyuti ummahatikum, or you go to the houses of your beloved mother, your biological mother, and you eat there, consume there. So that's fine. O buyuti ikhwanikum, or you go to the houses of your brothers. So brothers will have three connotations. One is your brother, full brother, you share the same parents, or your half-brother from your father's side, consanguine brother, or you must remember brother from your mother's side, you share the same mother, uterine brother. So all that will be included there. So it could be your brother's houses, or buyut ya khawatikum, or your sister's houses. So same thing there also, all three types of sisters. So mashallah, they'll welcome you, your siblings. Now you share the same parents, or same father, or same mother. Oh, buyut ya a'mamikum. A'mamikum means your father's brother, past a brood. So that you call ammun, a'mam. So that is chacha, kaka. So you go to your uncle's place, your paternal uncle. So normally they are very, very welcoming also. So you go there and you have meals there and so forth. So there's no sin or anything. It's good, and you maintain and you enhance the family ties and so forth and so on. Oh, buyuti ammatikum. Or your father's sisters, what we call the fui, and a father's sister, so you go there, mashallah, so inshallah, they also will welcome you, you can eat there, and so forth. Or buyuti akhwalikum, or you go to your mamaji, your mother's brother, you see, so that is your maternal uncle, mother's brother, so they also very happy, mashallah. Or buyuti khalatikum, or you go to your mother's sister's place. So remember that, so obuyuti khalatikum, so your mother's sister, so your mother's sister will take the place of the mother. So tell that the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, al khalatu bi manzilatil that the khala, the ma'asi, takes the place of the mother. And remember, al ammu sinhu abi, the chacha, kaka, the paternal uncle, he takes the place of the father. So that is Islam. So yeah, oh buyuti khawalatikum, so you go to your masi, your maternal auntie's place. Your khala, you see khala is Arabic, we say khala or masi and so forth. Oh ma malaktum mafatihahu, or the person who is in charge, he possesses the keys. Now he got access, remember that, then to the house, or you must remember to the restaurant, or to the storeroom, or whatever. And now warehouse, so he can go there because he has authority and he has the keys. You gave him the authority, power of attorney and so forth. So he can go and help himself, whatever authority, permission you granted him. So that also will be acceptable, remember that. Oh, sadiqikum, or you go to your family, to your friend. So sadiq will be friend. But it don't mean you just barge in there and tell him you want food. It must be such a friend that way we have Betakallufi. Betakallufi means that you know he visits your place and you visit his place, and then you can share meals and so forth and so on. What we will call your bosom buddy, you know that. Then Almighty Allah, speaking of this, says, Laysa alaykum junahun. There is no blame or sin upon you. Antakulu jami'an aw ashtata. That you eat collectively. Like now we had suhoor. So I'm here, so mashallah, my brother Ahmad Gora is here, his nephew is here, Muhammad Rais and all of them. So in a way like that, so we eat collectively, so there's a lot of barakah in that. But if sometimes people, they feel they want to eat alone, one side, you know, oh, ashtata. So ashtata will mean you eat alone. My advice to all, especially iftar time and all that, like you know in Lanesia where we are, where we normally break fast, so the Jami Masjid, Allah reward the Miasfam for past 50 years or so. So remember that wonderful atmosphere, 200-300 people come, everybody has iftar together in the masjid, and you know, they get all different countries, mashallah, Ethiopians and Malawi and Zimbabwe, South Africans and Arabs and so forth. So now instead of sometimes our people, they want to be too pious, you know, more Catholic than the Pope, I call them, you know. So they, you fight. One chap there on the right-hand side of the masjid, one in the left-hand side, he said, no, I sit alone. So that doesn't really bring about much unity, you know. So we should also know, if we eat collectively, yadullahi ala al-jama'ah. Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that Allah Ta'ala's hand, meaning His special mercy, descends where the congregation is. So a few days left for Ramadan, so now we make iftar together and so forth. You will see, inshallah, the unity will build up. Likewise, you see, especially in Taraweeh, how many gaps there are in the sufuf. Therefore, I appeal to the Imams always, before you start the Isha Salat and any Far Salat, always say, Istawu, Itadilu. Durus for separate durus for Mali. Then straighten your rows. I just gave you in Arabic, Urdu, English. And then you must tell them before Taraweeh also, before you start, close all the gaps. Every masjid I go to. So even yesterday here in Babatan, I see how many gaps there are, you must remember. So every masjid is like that now. So you will find gaps there, especially Taraweeh time. So we must keep on ensuring that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Suddul Khalal. All the gaps will be closed. And that is how the unity will come and so forth. فَإِذَا دَخَلْتُمْ بُيُوتًا. Now when you enter your own homes, so don't just enter like that. Either there are people there or there's nobody there. فَسَلِّمُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِكُمْ. So make salam to yourself. To yourself means, I went outside, I came back, my wife is there, my children are there. So you make salam to them. Why salam is so important? Hadith in Bukhari Sharif, أَوَلَا أَدُلُّكُمْ عَلَىٰ شَيْءٍ. إِذَا فَأَلْتُمُوهُ تَحَابَبْتُمْ. Must I not show you that action? If you execute it, carry it out, it will bring about mutual love. أَفْشُوا السَّلَامَ بَيْنَكُمْ. Make salam common amongst you. Give currency to salam. We live in a house. The house becomes a home, and the home becomes دار السلام. A home of peace, tranquility, serenity. That is the secret of it. Now you went, husband, wife, children, all went. Still when you enter, make loud salam. Why? Because the angels are there. So that also we must learn. So these are the sunnah and nabawiyah, teaching, preaching of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which we have abandoned and neglected. As-salam qabl al-kalam. Before you even start speaking, always make salam first. So, فَسَلِّمُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِكُمْ تَحِيَّةً مِّنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ. This is a greeting from Almighty Allah. Almighty Allah greets Nabi alayhi salatu salam. As-salamu alayka ayyuha al-Nabi wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh. So that is how we should be greeting one another as well. That the more emphasis we place, the greater reward we will get. تَحِيَّةً مِّنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ مُبَارَكَةً. It's filled with barakah and blessing. And tayyiba, it's something so pure. See the non-Muslims. They confuse and their fuses get blown. That they don't know what to say. In the morning, good morning. Afternoon, good afternoon. Evening, evening. Nighttime, nighttime. You meet one another non-Muslim. You're asking, what must I say? 12 o'clock. So midday, as they say. So what must you say? Good morning or good afternoon? See how much confusion there will be. Then now the sun is about to set. So ask him, what must I say now? Good evening or good night? So a lot of problems with them. Islam, anytime, anywhere you meet, assalamu alaikum. So for me, inshallah, you won't experience any harm. Now that is the beauty of Islam. كَذَلِكَ يُبَيِّنُ اللَّهُ لَكُمُ الْآيَاتِ. Similarly, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala explains to you in detail the verses. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَعْقِلُونَ. So that you have the true understanding. So that brings us to the end of verse 61. When we started Ramadan Mubarak, I told you, inshallah, inshallah, we will do the entire Surah Nur because there are so many issues to learn. So we have 3 verses left. So inshallah, tomorrow and Sunday, inshallah, inshallah, al-Aziz, we will conclude and complete it. So remember, so Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is teaching us all these wonderful lessons. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Let us present to you today's news, views and interviews locally, nationally, globally and internationally. 27 Ramadan 1446 in Southern Africa, South Africa. Globally, internationally, most 90% of the countries is 28 Ramadan 1446. The haramis, the jutlas, Hitler's children and the khabis, the swines and the pigs, as the Quran calls them. So that are the jutlas, chapter 5, verse number 60. وَجَعَلَ مِنْهُمُ الْقِرَدَةَ وَالْخَنَازِيرِ. Last night, this morning, they killed more than 45 people there in Gaza and martyred and murdered them. For them, it's just to kill, because they are a cursed nation. They used to murder prophets and messengers, Quran says. فَرِيقًا كَذَّبْتُمْ وَفَرِيقًا تَقْتُلُونَ. So they murdered and martyred Nabi Zakariya alayhi salatu salam. And they martyred and murdered Nabi Yahya alayhi salam, father and son. So for them to martyr baby killers, and the world is saying that America and Israel, the unholy alliance, so they are the super terrorists. We need to name them, shame them, and nail them for what they really are. They speak about peace and they speak about this. So therefore, it's a shame that the people today, because they are not white, you know, this will never happen if whiteys were involved, if Jews were involved, or Americans or Europeans or so. But because they are Muslim and not white, so it will continue. But inshallah, the victory will be ours, as promised in the Quran Sharif, chapter 17, verse 7. So the Jutlas Haramis, the swines, they had a meeting yesterday, you see, and it was anti-Semitism. So they invited the far-right politicians, so many of their own people withdrew. And they said that these guys here, they shaitan themselves, and we don't want to be part of this conference. So one of the ministers, Minister of Diaspora, he blamed the Haaretz newspaper. The newspaper I quote to you every day, the left-wing newspaper of Israel and the most famous English newspaper, and they said that the Haaretz newspaper is anti-Semite. So you can see whatever the Quran Karim states is always 100% the truth. Chapter 59, verse 14, فَعَصُهُمْ بَيْنَهُمْ شَدِيدٌ. Among themselves, the Jutlas, the Jews, they will have a big war and fighting among themselves. تَحْسَبُهُمْ جَمِيعًا. You think that they are united, they are totally fragmented, disunited, وَقُلُوبُهُمْ شَتَّى, whilst their hearts are totally fragmented and disunited. So why do they do all this? ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّهُمْ قَوْمٌ لَا يَعْقِلُونَ. They are a people who got no brains. But our people suffer from the inferiority complex. They say white is right and the West is the best. They will say, I jutla bo ushar. How the hell he can be ushar when Quran is saying they got no brains? So majority of them got no brains. They baby killers, murderers of civilians and so forth, as you can see. Trump is again humiliated, disgraced. The judge day in America says, you know what leaked? You see that? So now about Yemen and how they're going to strike the Houthis and how humiliated they are. They are demanding that the Minister of Defense must resign and Trump has to take action and so forth to fire them. So the judge ordered Trump and his team there to preserve the text of that whole signal, you see, that they sent out to that Goldberg of Atlantic, the editor-in-chief, and so forth. They must not delete anything. Everything must be protected and preserved. So humiliation upon humiliation upon Trump. He's the biggest harami. Then the worst president America saw. He's a felon and criminal himself. He needs to go to jail. 34 charges against him. He's found guilty in a court. And just like you must remember that Netanyahu, the war criminal, he also needs to go to jail and prison. So these are the two haramis and swines running their countries. And their aim is what? That they want to steal Gaza and Palestine, and they want to steal the gas and the oil and so forth and so on. So will Trump take Greenland by force? You see, that's the question they are asking now. Today is Friday, so Vance, the deputy vice president, is going there with his Hindu wife, and the people in Greenland are very, very upset. And they got big, big posters and so forth. Go back, Yankees. Yankees not welcome here. You're not welcome here. So humiliation, disgrace for the Trump team and his deputy and vice president. Strange incident day in Egypt took place. So if you know Egypt, then six people died. You know, stood the submarine there. It sank there on the coast, you must remember. I went in the submarine. When I went to Mount Sinai, from Cairo, we had a flight to Sharm el-Sheikh and we had to spend the night there. So then they told us, if you want to go in the submarine in Sharm el-Sheikh, so then we can go there. You pay a very nominal sum. So mashallah, it was something worth seeing that you go in that submarine and you see all the marine life and fish and what have you. But this was not at Sharm el-Sheikh. This is the other one, the Arguda, whatever they call it. So there this accident took place and six people died, many people injured and so forth. You know, Egypt and all that, these third world countries, you know, they are safety standards and all that. They just everything lungile, just like South Africa, you say, zonke lungile, everything goes, you understood? So they must be to blame for all this. See, in Tel Aviv, what I just told you now, five Jutlas protested against Netanyahu and his government, the Likud party, and so forth and so on. So they arrested five Jutlas there. So this will continue. Allah says in the Quran, chapter 7, verse 167, لَيَبْعَثَنَّ عَلَيْهِمْ إلى يوم القيامة. من يصومهم سوء العذاب Allah Jalla Wala will continuously punish the Jutlas wherever they are. Remember that. Whether it's Hitler, whether it's Hezbollah, whether it's Hamas, whether it's Houthis, all start with the H. And they'll end up in the H straight to hell. We say good riddance to the Jutla. A Huya Jwert is a Dwaya Jwert. A good Jew is a dead Jew. You know when we used to learn Afrikaans in school, so they used to teach us their nice saying. They say, Yeswa Sayinach, that was a Jwert. You are so stingy, just like a Jew. The Buddha taught us all this. So it's very good saying that. We must mention it. The Jutlas must know. American soldiers frecked. If you don't understand the word freck, it means to die like a dog. You see that? That's an Afrikaans word. So four American soldiers frecked, and we're very happy about it. Jutlas die, Americans die. We say Alhamdulillah. We say Allahu Akbar. Four U.S. soldiers killed in Lithuania. So that is very good news. And remember, Trump says, I know nothing about it. There's a lot of things you don't know, Trump. So remember that. You only know which woman you slept with. That's all you remember. So you must remember that every American they target. So we are very happy about it. We'll say good riddance to them and similarly with the Jutlas as well. Australia will be having federal elections on the 3rd of May. So there also there's big problems. And remember who will come into power and so forth. You know that there also they're having elections in Canada and so forth. That I think is end of April. I gave it to you the other day. The Saudis, so say the media, Saudi media, the Arab media and the English media are saying that they must cite the crescent Saturday night. You see by us today is 27th Ramadan. So day is 28th Ramadan. So now I want you to understand this, especially you Salafis who take money from the Saudi regime and the embassies. You should hang your heads in shame. I told you a long time, you're not yu'minuna bil ghaib, people who believe in the unseen. You're yu'minuna bil ghaib. You'll use Islam to pocket the money. That's what you'll do. You're like, yesterday I see a janaza note that somebody sent me. And those fools there, that's all I can call them, fools. So they wrote there, in the janaza notice, so such people, so they wrote there, to read the Quran Sharif for the deceased is not sunnah. Who the hell told you that? The Salafis. So you see, that's what I tell you. Shias are 100% kuffar. Salafis are Muslim, but they dhal and mudril. They themselves, they are astray and they lead others astray. So what is the meaning of this hadith and Maqil ibn Yasar? رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم اقرأ ياسين على موتاكم. Read Surah Yasin for your deceased. The hadith is mentioned in what mentioned by Imam Ahmad in his Musnad. The hadith is mentioned in Ibn Majah. The hadith is mentioned in Abu Dawud. But all these are fairy tales. It's all hadith. Your Sheikh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah, who every Salafi accepts, his celebrated student is Ibn Qayyim al-Jawziyyah. Kitab al-Turuh Ibn Jawziyah wrote on page 17. Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal's incident is mentioned there. The person was reading Surah Yasin and he told him, don't read. He said, this is the hadith I heard. He asked him, you heard it? He said, yes. So he said, go read. All four schools say you can read for the deceased. But the Salafis say no. So they'll tell you Bin Baz and so, Osa Usaymin. So who the hell are Bin Baz and Usaymin compared to Imam Abu Hanifa, Imam Shafi, Imam Malik, Imam Ahmad and them? I mean, use your brains a little bit and all the evidence I'm giving, you have to break that evidence, which you can't break. I challenge you all the time. So you see, don't be a foolish person right there on a janaza notice to read Quran is not sunnah. It's jahalat you're exposing there. You're leading the people astray. So the Saudis, they'll tell the people Saturday night that you must remember that you must see the moon and so forth and so on. So you must remember that that is now 5-hour moon it is. And they'll tell you it's sighted. So you must remember now how in the world can you see a 5-hour moon? But you know in Tumayr, they got one place there. They got the moon summit there. So the moon summit will tell you, yes, we saw the moon and all these things there. They make a mockery of Islam, they make a mockery of Umrah, of Hajj, they make a mockery of Ramadan, of Eid. They are the Saudis, Ali Saud. Therefore, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam refused to make dua for these Najdis. Hadith in Bukhari Sharif. Our dua is, Allahumma ahlika Ali Saud, kama ahlakta Adaw wa Thamud. So in that way there, we should know all these issues there properly. Now let us come quickly to our South African news and so forth and so on. So the South African news we have here is this. I see this one more item, that Bibi is not the chosen one. That is written in the Haaretz. His father told him, Bibi, you're a hopeless character. You're not chosen to be a leader. Like how Trump's mother told him, he's an idiot, you know. Go read their life and you will find it there. South Africa, there's a rise in human trafficking. You see that? We said we got the best constitution. That constitution is not worth the paper on which it's written. So you must remember that which promotes gay business, promotes then lesbian, promotes abortion. So what good is that there? For us as Muslims, it's very, very bad. We don't believe in those things there. So the Ramaphosa, he says that there will be water mafia. You see that? So the people will be hijacking the tankers and so forth and so on. Okay, today we're going now to the masjid here. Jamaat Salat is now in 1-2 minutes time, 5:20 in Barberton, mashallah. And then after that, we will continue with the Q&A. I'll do it from the masjid, inshallah, al-Aziz. And after that, we will go there to the graveyard. My father-in-law is buried here, Haji Obi Muhammad. He passed away in 91. My brother-in-law, Haji Abdul Haq, is buried here. He passed away in 2020. So all the marhumin, Allah Ta'ala grant them Jannat al-Firdaus, is sunnah to go to the graveyard on a Friday. So the men, for women to go is haram, so we need to be clear. Today, Jummah, inshallah, Makkah Mukarrama, 11:25, South African time, Saudi time, 12:25. So the Imam there in Makkah is Sheikh Yasir al-Dawsari. In Medina Munawwara is Sheikh Ahmed Huzaifi, Sheikh Huzaifi's son. He will render the khutbah. Our program here will be that inshallah, 20 past 12 is the khutbah. 20 past 12 is the adhan. You must remember here in Barberton. And 12:30 inshallah will be our lecture at 1 o'clock. And thereafter the khutbah salat inshallah, inshallah, Aziz. We will take it live like how we took the lecture live yesterday between 9 and 10. So alhamdulillah, inshallah, between 12:30 and you must remember 12:30 and 1. So inshallah, we will take the lecture live. Jazakallahu khairan, barakallahu feek, salamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.